That school bell tells you it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is going to be lesson number 52. So grab your chair and get your Bible and get up close to the radio and be opening your Bible to the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to continue a study that we began in our last class about the prophet Jeremiah. You may want to be looking ahead and turn to Jeremiah chapter 25, because in just a minute I'm going to read that sermon that we find in Jeremiah 25. This Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across the Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for May 28, 1922. That's the Sunday of May 28th of 1922. And so we're going like we're going back in time to sit at the feet of this old preacher and read how he taught this Sunday school lesson. And now in doing this, we're looking at the book of Jeremiah. And in just a few moments, I'm going to read the entirety of Jeremiah chapter 25. So we have an example of how Jeremiah used to preach. But beginning with this lesson and the notes that Elam wrote about Jeremiah and his prophecies, I will read. Jeremiah began to prophesy while he was young, and continued from the 13th year of Josiah's reign until a short while after the downfall of Jerusalem, a period of more than 40 years, and was carried into Egypt, where it is thought that he was martyred. In studying the reigns of Josiah, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, or Jeconiah, who's also called Coniah, and of Zedekiah, one should study the book of Jeremiah, as he should study the book of Isaiah, in studying the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Jeremiah prophesied the downfall of Jerusalem and the nation because of sin, and then advised the people to submit to the Babylonians as chastisement from the Lord. Great and grievous were the sins of the people: rebellion against God, rejection of God's words, dishonesty, oppression of the poor, covetousness, murder, adultery, falsehood, treachery, deceit, idolatry with all its abominable practices, and so forth. Jeremiah's prophecies and his advice to submit to the Babylonian captivity as chastisement greatly displeased the people as well as the king, and Jeremiah was shut up and at times placed in the dungeon, which was a horrible pit. His life was a martyr's life. Now Jeremiah chapter 25 is an example of Jeremiah's preaching. And I want to read this to you, and I want to imagine that you're in old Jerusalem in those old times, and you're hearing Jeremiah speak these words. Here's Jeremiah chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. The same was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, even unto this day, these 23 years, the word of Jehovah hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And Jehovah hath sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ears to hear. saying, "Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Jehovah hath given unto you and to your fathers from of old and even forevermore. And go not after the other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith Jehovah, that ye may provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith Jehovah, and I will send them to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. And I will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about. And I will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of myrrh, and the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the sound of the millstones, and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith Jehovah, for their iniquity and for the land of the Chaldeans. And I will make it desolate forever. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against the nations. For many nations and great kings shall make bondmen of them, even of them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to their work of their hands. For thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, unto me, take this cup of the wine of the wrath at my hand, and cause all the nations whom I send thee to drink it, and they shall drink and reel to and fro and be mad because of the sword that I will send against them. Then took I the cup at Jehovah's hand, and made all the nations to drink unto Jehovah that has sent me, to wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation and astonishment, a hissing and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Gaza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, and the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the isles, which is beyond the sea, Dedan, and Temah, and Buz, and all that have the corners of their hair cut off, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the wilderness, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of this world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword that I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, then thou shalt say unto them, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, ye shall surely drink. For lo, I begin to work an evil at the city, which is called by my name. And should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith Jehovah of hosts. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, Jehovah will roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will mightily roar against this fold. He will give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For Jehovah hath a controversy with the nations. He will enter into judgment with all flesh. For the wicked, he will give them to the sword, saith Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth, and the slain of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung on the face of the ground. Wail, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow in ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are fully come, and ye shall fall like a goodly vessel, and the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and of the wailing of the principal of the flock, for Jehovah layeth waste their pasture, and the peaceful foes brought into silence because of the fierce anger of Jehovah. He hath left his covert as the lion, for their land is become an astonishment because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword and because of his fierce anger. Well, our lesson is about how Jeremiah speaks boldly for God. And Jeremiah chapter 25 is certainly an example of that kind of bold preaching. You know, Jeremiah would often teach by object lessons. There was one time God told him to take a girdle and to hide it in a rock. Let me read that object lesson to you. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 13. Now, this girdle is what you would bound your outer garments with around your robes. And it says in Jeremiah chapter 13, thus saith Jehovah unto me, go and buy thee a linen girdle, and put it on thy loins, and put it not in water. So I bought a girdle according to the word of Jehovah, and put it on my loins. And the word of Jehovah came to me in the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast brought, which is upon thy loins, and arise, go to Euphrates, and hide it there in the cleft of the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as Jehovah commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that Jehovah said unto me, arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from which I commanded thee to hide it there. And I went to the Euphrates, and digged, and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, thus saith Jehovah, after this manner, I will mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people that refuse to hear my words, that walk in the stubbornness of their heart, that are gone after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall be even as this girdle, which is profitable for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith Jehovah, that they may be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for glory. But they would not hear. Well, that's quite a good illustration, isn't it? Take this new girdle, go hide it in a rock by Euphrates, and when you return, well, it's all going to be marred. And so also I have taken you, my people, Israel and Judah, and I would have bound you about me. But you are marred, and so you're good for nothing and profitable for nothing. There's some other ways Jeremiah spoke. I think in the next lesson I might show another few of his illustrations. So you be tuning in the next class time, and don't be late, and get your Bible ready, and we'll study more about Jeremiah. As the old schoolmaster would say at the end of class, you may now be dismissed.